Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's right. JR Wisdom is what I got. My name is JR. You can find me online on Twitter, on Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. But right now, every single Monday through Friday, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific, excuse me. You can find me right here on CBS Sports Radio. Who's JR? Someone here who wants to talk to you. Someone who wants to give his opinion. Someone who wants to know your opinion. Shout outs to everyone who listened in during that first hour. We know we're in tough times. We know we all kind of, a little bit of an isolation mode in the house. Hopefully you've been getting that spring cleaning done. Hopefully you haven't evicted your own children out of your house. Hopefully you're not having any disputes in your house. You know, that tends to happen when you're just in a confined space for a certain amount of time. But all the best to everyone and goodness and health out there. I'm going to be rocking with you until 2 a.m. Eastern time. You can call me up anytime, 855-212-4CBS. This is a show for the people. Okay, I said that in the first hour. This isn't going to be everybody just listen and talk to JR. I want to have a conversation with you, and that's going to be the ongoing theme as you all get to know me and as I get to know you. A big shout out to Mr. Damon John of Shark Tank for getting on the line with us a few minutes ago. Appreciate that. Telling everybody that they need to take the time right now to brand, that they need to take the time to build. You can call this an off time. But are you going to play video games? Are you just going to lay in the bed? Are you going to be constructive with this time that you have? Are you going to make the most of working from home? Are you going to make the most of having no choice to be home? Are you going to make the most of the time with your kids, with your families? Thank you, Mr. Damon John, for coming by and dropping that knowledge. I mean, when you're on Shark Tank and you're getting pitched all day, you know, I tend to think, you know, a little bit of something about building businesses. And Mr. John certainly knows that. But one thing that came up in my conversation with Damon was about Tom Brady. And he brought it up. And he brought up the fact of you know, sometimes you got to know when to let go. Damon said that Mr. Robert Kraft is now going to be forced, along with Bill Belichick, to really put their big boy pants on. You've had 20 years. Tom Brady drafted in the sixth round. Still to this day, sorry to borrow that from Mr. Deontay Wilder. Shout outs to Deontay Wilder. We're going to get Mr. Deontay Wilder on the JR Sport Brief. That's my main man. He's a good dude. He got beat up literally, he got beat up physically, but we're going to get Deontay Wilder. But to this day, Tom Brady was, I think, the third slowest quarterback to run the combine in the past 20 years. But nobody is walking around with six Super Bowl rings like Tom Brady. And it doesn't matter what your accomplishments are. This is the bottom line. Age catches up to everybody. Tom Brady, if we can get a start to this upcoming NFL season, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady is going to be 43 years old. And I actually posted on my Twitter a few days ago, there was a loop video of Tom Brady getting hit repeatedly, just getting hit over the past 20 years in any which way. And I don't care if Tom Brady says, I don't want steak, just feed. Tom Brady doesn't even like tomatoes. I think tomatoes have too much acid in it for Tom Brady. Okay, Tom Brady's too good for tomatoes. He has 6 Super Bowl rings. Tom Brady won't eat lettuce. Why doesn't Tom Brady eat lettuce? Because he saw a hamster eat it. So Tom Brady has his own special workouts. He has his own special diets. And, you know, he's still standing upright. He's not limping around. You know, he's not doing any of that. But if you're the New England Patriots, if you are mostly Bill Belichick, why do you care? We have seen Bill Belichick, through multiple reports from the past several years, he has wanted to get rid of Tom Brady. Not just to drop him off on the curb for Mr. Hoyer. Congratulations, Brian Hoyer, for being back. Congratulations for maybe having the starting job or at least keeping it warm until they decide the Patriots do on a quarterback. Tom Brady is gone. And Bill Belichick wanted to trade Tom Brady for Jimmy Garoppolo. He wanted to do that. He wanted to send Tom Brady gone, and he wanted to keep Jimmy Garoppolo. It did not happen. Jimmy Garoppolo was the one who was basically sent packing. A couple Super Bowl appearances later, Tom Brady finally has the opportunity to leave, and he does. And this is something you have to keep in mind. When you are running a business, when you are running a franchise, you're not just thinking about what you could benefit from today. You're doing an overall analysis of what has happened, what can happen right now, and what can happen in the future. And I think I'm okay in math a little bit. I can almost guarantee you that we're not in for another 20 years of Tom Brady. We're not in for another 10 years of Tom Brady. I don't think he's going to be out there slinging that football when he is 53 years old. He's made it clear for years that he wants to play into his mid-40s. Well, he got a 2-year contract, $50 million from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right? And he could tack on another $9 million with incentives. He can make almost $60 million for 2 years of football. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would be very happy to see someone else hoist that trophy besides when Derrick Brooks did it years ago. But Bill Belichick has his rings. Bill Belichick knows what happened this past season. He knows the assets that Tom Brady had to throw the ball to. He's had the assets over the past several years to say, okay, I'm going to go about and try to rock things out with defense this time around. And I am not mad at Bill Belichick for looking at the team as a whole and saying, you know what? Tom Brady is a free agent just like multiple players. If I want to stick around, and I don't think Bill Belichick is going anywhere anytime soon, if I want to stick around, I want to build a solid foundation for the next several years, not just hand the reins over to Tom Brady to hope that we can get it done for the next two. I mean, is Bill Belichick going to wait for a Trevor Lawrence to come out of Clemson? That wouldn't be a bad idea, but does he even want to wait that long? When you think about the quarterbacks who are on the market, somebody called and asked earlier in the show about Cam Newton. I think he goes to the Chargers. I don't think Bill Belichick is going to be here taking risks. Everything that Bill Belichick has done has been calculated. Every single thing. And if you don't believe me, you don't have to look any further than Mr. Willie McGinnis, who just sacked everybody when it came to the postseason. You don't have to look any further than Mr. Ty Law. And Ty Law actually went on to the rival New York Jets and had a solid end to his career with the Jets. Lawyer Malloy, Adam Vinatieri. I mean, they just got rid of Gostkowski today. Bill Belichick doesn't care. When it's time to roll, he's going to roll. He'd rather be early and have the options than be late and saddled and stuck. So when it boils down to Tom Brady, Robert Kraft can say he can equate it to a marriage or a divorce where, you know, somebody wants somebody to stay and somebody wants to go and somebody got in the way. Robert Kraft can put it all on Bill Belichick. But Bill Belichick's legacy is cemented. He's in that grouping already of one of the greatest people ever in the game. That top 100 when it came down to the coaches that they just did during the Super Bowl for the NFL's 100th celebration. He already has his 273 wins. He's already behind Don Shula and Mr. Hallis for the third most wins of all time. No active coach has been around longer than Bill Belichick. At this point in time, I'm going to trust what he's thinking. And this is not to disparage Tom Brady and say he doesn't have it anymore. Because I think when you got Mike Evans on the outside, when you're able to throw the ball down the field, you know, I think the only thing Tom Brady has to worry about right now at this point, and it's still March, is standing upright. And if Tom Brady is able to stand upright, I think Tom Brady and are going to have success, especially for a team last year that was one of the top defenses overall, one of the teams that I believe was definitely top three in run stopping. Ask any running back about Vita Vea. You do not want to run into that mountain of a man. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be A-okay with Tom Brady. But Bill Belichick, if you're a fan of the New England Patriots, it may sting a little bit to get rid of Tom Brady, but you can't complain about what the last 20 years has looked like. Would you sacrifice the next two? Or would you rather have a solid foundation to continue to go forward? You know, Bill Belichick made it extremely clear that Tom Brady was a free agent, but he has respect for every other player who was a free agent as well. I mean, we know what happened in that Tennessee Titans game, okay? Derrick Henry ran all over the New England Patriots, and it was fun to watch, in my opinion. Derrick Henry, give the guy the ball, just run over everybody. But after the game, the next morning, in the kind of their season wrap-up, Bill Belichick made it extremely clear that Tom Brady is an icon, but he's a player just like everybody else. And he's not there necessarily to receive a preferential treatment, especially as it boils down to his role in the franchise. Listen to Mr. Bill Belichick the day after the New England Patriots lost in the playoffs to the Tennessee Titans. Listen to Bill right here. Listen.
Everybody's situation on the team is different. There are no two that are exactly the same. So, but the future is the future for all of them, just like it is for Tom and anybody else you want to bring up. And certainly Tom's, you know, an iconic figure in this organization, and nobody respects Tom more than I do. But I respect all the other players and all the other coaches in this organization too.
That's a boss right there. I'm sorry. Let's call the facts. That's a boss. There's no preferential treatment because you're Tom Brady. We live in a what have you done for me lately world. Tom Brady delivered 6 championships. I don't think there's another 6 there. I would sacrifice the next 2 years possibly, and we saw the talent that he played with last year. He didn't have Randy Moss out there catching touchdowns from 10 years ago. He didn't have a Rob Gronkowski who right now is more interested in hosting WrestleMania. Those weapons are not there right now. The Patriots look like they are in a rebuild without calling it a rebuild. We still don't know who the quarterback is going to be. We'll find out soon enough. But I am not mad at Bill Belichick for letting Tom Brady go. I'm not mad at him for several years ago making the decision or saying, hey, I'll go ahead and trade him. I'll go ahead and keep Garoppolo. And granted, they won a Super Bowl. But at the end of the day, you know what? I'd rather take the chance at another 10 years to pick up several more Super Bowls than tack on another 2 years when I don't think that we're actually going to win with Tom Brady. Good for Tom Brady for going to a better situation where he's probably going to do better. I think he'd do better with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the next 2 years than with the New England Patriots than just sticking around. I think this was the best move for everybody. My name is JR here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's a simple question. Was Bill Belichick right in wanting to get rid of Tom Brady? I think it's obvious this is a good move for Tom, but did Bill Belichick make the correct decision? We're going to take your calls after the break. It's JR here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I see we got a couple of calls. I see Jerry from Dallas is on the line. We're going to get him on right when we come back from break. My name is JR. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Call up 855-212-4CBS. That's right. It's JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. That is my Twitter. That is my Instagram, where I am extremely active. And right now I'm active on the airwaves. This is the first episode of the JR Sport Brief. You can catch me in the evening time, nighttime, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And we spent the first hour talking about what people are doing to kind of, you know, keep sane with no sports. And we know NFL free agency has been active. Tom Brady went to the Buccaneers. And I just spent some time telling everybody, I'm not mad at Bill Belichick for wanting to move on or allowing Tom Brady to move on. Robert Kraft is somewhere licking his wounds, and you know, he's a little sad right now. He said, oh, boo-hoo. It's kind of like somebody getting in between, you know, your wife, and then she leaves you. Oh, boo-hoo. Sorry, Robert Kraft. Not sad for the billionaire guy who hangs out in Florida and hangs out in a special massage place. I'm not mad with that guy. I don't care what how Robert Kraft feels. And Bill Belichick has 6 rings. He has more rings than that. Start tacking on a New York Giants rings, Mr. Defensive Coordinator with Bill Parcells. Nobody in this situation between Mr. Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft is a sad figure that you should feel sorry for, okay? Good for Tom Brady for having a supermodel wife. Good for Tom Brady for going to Tampa. Good for Tom Brady for getting $50 to $60 million. Good for him. But I'm also glad that Bill Belichick did the adult thing and he thought about the future. He didn't say, let's just tack on another 2 years of Tom Brady because, well, this is what Tom Brady did. Bill Belichick said, you know what, Tom Brady, you can go. I got to think about building this team for the future. Because a 52 or 53-year-old Tom Brady, you know, if you wanted to keep him for another 2 years, that may have a big impact on 10 years down the line. So kudos to Bill Belichick for actually Bill Belichick for making the right decision to allow him to go. And it's very simple right now. I told you all the JR Sport Brief is not me just talking, just for talking's sake and bloviating. The JR Sport Brief is here for you to have a voice. So if you have an opinion on what I just said, what you need to do is call up right now. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief show. Should Bill Belichick have allowed Tom Brady to leave the way that he did? I think it's a good idea. Every time, you got to know when to cut bait, okay? We just had Kenny Rogers pass away, and I will forget and butcher the lyrics, but you got to know when to hold them and fold them, and you got to know when to walk away, okay? And Bill Belichick knows when to cut bait. You can ask plenty of the players that he has coached over his career. He ain't just going to hold on to you because he likes you. He's not going to hold on to you for sentimental purposes. So, do you think Bill Belichick was right in letting Tom Brady go? 855-212-4CBS. And we're not going to waste any time. We have a caller here. Let's see. Who do we got? This is my main man calling us up on our toll-free line, sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It is easy, and we're going to chat it up with Jerry from Dallas. Jerry from Dallas, you are on CBS Sports Radio. How are you, Jerry?
I'm doing good. Hey, this is Kerry.
I'm sorry, Kerry. J, K, you know, they're pretty close. But
hey, no. Hey, Bo, I ain't mad. You can go by JR or J. It depends on how you hear it. You know what I mean?
No, I got you. It depends on how many shots of Jack I had that night, okay?
Yeah. I'm right there behind you tonight.
My man, no. Kerry. What's on your mind, Kerry?
I like that we're talking about Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and that whole situation because – I just got to say, I think Jimmy Garoppolo might have a little bit of a sour taste in his mouth because, if I'm not mistaken, last year, Tom Brady kind of fed him with that false hope. He's like, hey, Tom, what should I do? You know, Redskins are offering me an offer over here. You know, should I stay behind you or should I go over there? you know. No, he's not playing for the Redskins. Is the Redskins?
No, you're talking about the 40. You just confused.
The 49ers. There we go. Sorry,
yeah, he just went to the Super Bowl. You know? A lot of people don't think he took them to the Super Bowl by the time they got there, but he took the team to the Super Bowl.
No, yeah, he did. So, I mean, he did good there. I mean, Bill might have a little bit of a sour taste in his mouth. I mean, I don't know who has a sour taste, but, I mean, I think Bill might be a little upset because, I mean, Jimmy obviously got them there. You know what I mean? He was in the Super Bowl, and now they're over there on the West Coast, you know. Tom Brady is like, hey, man, I might be here for 5 years. I might be here only for a year. Do what you got to do. So, I mean, it just kind of, you know, he sent him on his way, and now Bill, he's, you know, searching through the weeds, you know what I mean, trying to figure out, all right, well, I got to find me a quarterback in order to get me to the next Super Bowl, you know what I mean? Kind of be like, well, I wasn't relying on Brady. It was all about me.
So
you know,
if you
I mean,
were,
that's just here, how I'm seeing it.
Here's the question. Would you, as Bill Belichick, would you have gotten rid of Tom Brady? Would you have let him walk?
That is a hard one. It really is.
How hard is it?
Man,
he's a 42, 43-year-old quarterback with his best days. He may have two more good ones in him, but do you want to risk that with the talent that you have around him? I mean, we saw what happened last year with the Patriots. They were good enough, but they weren't good enough. And by the time we got into the playoffs, they were pretty much exposed. It was a close game, but let's be real. With that roster, they weren't going to push it any further.
No, and, you know, honestly, I don't blame Brady for leaving because I don't think, you know, the receivers had as good as hands or he had as good as linemen as he did. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan till the end. I wish we would have whooped his behind.
Yeah, his behind.
You know, and in that game, I caught myself there, so you ain't got to drop it. But, you know, Brady is slipping. And as a coach, as Bill Belichick, yeah, if I had Jimmy in my background, I would have dropped him 100%. Yeah, I would have, you know, kicked the bucket to Tom Brady and said, hey, goodbye, you know. At least I have somebody that you know, knows the game plans, that's been following you, all that other stuff.
And that's,
I mean,
and
now
that's
he's
why you're
from scratch.
And that's why you are a genius, Kerry. And I wouldn't necessarily call it, you know, starting from scratch. And thank you, Kerry, for calling on. I'm sorry about your Dallas Cowboys and Mr. Frederick retiring. You guys just not even 30 yet. And, I mean, I know he suffered from an autoimmune issue, and that kind of forced his hand to kind of go away sooner, thinking about the latter stages in life. You know, Mr. Frederick is the kind of guy that Tom Brady wants in front of him on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So let's make that clear. And, you know, you could say Jimmy Garoppolo might have a sour taste in his mouth from how he was treated and the fact that he was traded. I wouldn't be so sad. You know, I mean, the guy was granted a contract almost at $140 million, and he gets to hang out in San Francisco. I'm not going to necessarily say that's a bad deal or bad gig at all. We're taking your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I see you, James in Boise. I see you, Paul in Nebraska. Let's go on down the line. James from Boise, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You on the road? You staying safe out here, James?
Oh, I'm staying safe. It's pretty clear out here, so.
Okay. Just making sure you staying safe while you're out on the road. Question for you. What do you think about Bill Belichick and his parting of ways with Mr. Tom Brady?
I think it was time to let Tom Brady go. He's 43 years old. You know, it's not, most other teams have young quarterbacks. It's time to look for the next big thing for the New England Patriots. Tom Brady's got maybe 1-2 years left in the tank. He's going downhill anyway, so I think it was time for him to go.
Do you think it was a matter of him? Well, we all will go downhill, physically speaking, at least. But you don't think Tom Brady has a few more years left in him?
I think he's got – this year he might be a decent quarterback with Mike Evans, Godwin, but I just can't see him playing like at the levels that he was, you know, 2-3 Super Bowls ago.
Yeah, and then I don't know if you want to consider this a rebuilding you know, for the New England Patriots, but that's basically what it is. And I think Bill Belichick has proven that he's going to be around for the long haul. He's not packing up his bags and leaving. I think he wants to show that, you know what, he has. He's a damn good coach, and he can go out there and compete without a Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Bill Belichick will be just fine. He's probably the best coach out in the NFL right now. And I think that he's going to have any problems finding another quarterback. So,
nah, there's no doubt about that. What else is on your mind, Mr. James? What's going on in Boise?
A question about the Denver Broncos signing Melvin Gordon.
Well, listen, there's one thing you can think about and hope here, okay? You ready, James? Is that Melvin Gordon is actually healthy. All right. I mean, he got a 2-year deal, which is basically a 1-year deal. You're going to be able to cut him if you ain't happy with what he goes out there and delivers. But, you know, the Broncos need to pretty much solidify that running game. They need to solidify that offense, especially because you don't know what you're going to get at the quarterback position. I mean, are we all just going to just say, hey, we all definitely going to count on Drew Locke? I mean, the Broncos have some work to do, and hopefully Melvin Gordon can go out there and help solidify that situation. But the Broncos definitely have some work. I like the signing. I like the fact you can't sign a running back forever. Running backs right now are so replaceable, if that's even an English word. But you understand what I'm saying. Let's keep on going down the line. It's real simple. We're going to go to Nebraska. We're going to talk to Paul. Paul, calling in from Nebraska. Paul, you are on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I'm down with irreplaceable.
What's the word?
Irreplaceable. I love that. How do you spell it?
Well, how do you spell it?
With an I. It's like when Shanahan would throw any running back in there, from Olandis Gary to your mom or my mom, and it all run for 100, you know, 1,000 yards. It was a crazy time. So I love that irreplaceable. I'm in, JR. I love it, too.
I'm stoked to hear you. Well, Mr. Terrell Davis was a little bit more than irreplaceable, but he was good. But, hey, Paul.
You got that Orlandis Gary. You got that Mike Anderson. You got all that on you. You know what I mean?
Anybody. We can all run running back. But when it comes down to Mr. Bill Belichick, how do you feel about him actually kind of edging Tom Brady out the door, letting him know that I ain't mad if you're leaving?
I love your opinion on it, and I completely agree. I think it's a unique scenario for both of them to prove that their legacies are not dependent on each other. I want to see Tom Brady go to wherever he goes, which is obviously Tampa, and throw 19 TDs with 11 ints. And I want to see Bill Belichick go 10-6 without him, because they're sort of tied together. And I think for each of them, the success they've had, it's the perfect scenario for both of them to prove that they're better than each other working together. So it's a nice scenario to see. Bill Belichick didn't just start coaching last week, and Tom Brady didn't start throwing TDs a couple weeks ago.
No, I didn't. And I think this is actually best case scenario, if you ask me. It would be great. I think Tom Brady and the Buccaneers are going to have success, but it would equally be as awesome if, for whatever reason, the New England Patriots had some success too. And it's going to take.
Saying, dog, is Brady going to throw for more than 19 TDs and 11 ints, and is Mike Evans going to catch like 10 of those?
I think so. I don't think, when you have that many offensive weapons, that Tom Brady is going to go down there and throw a dud. And let's be realistic.
What are you going to do? Give the ball to Michael Pittman?
Are we bringing him out of? Let's bring back Mr. Lynch to play on defense as well. Thank you, Paul.
Pittman looks like he can play right now.
Yeah, he does. He's a big dude. Thank you, Paul, for calling in. And this is
Love
the reality. Thank you. This is the reality. And I see you out there, Trevor from Delaware, Gary from California, JC from Portland, Mike from New York. We're going to take more of your calls after the break. These general managers and coaches have to be brave. We need more Belichicks. We need more Rileys. We need more Popoviches. We need coaches, especially in this day and age, who are not afraid of the players, who are not afraid to look greatness in the eye and say, you know what? My job isn't just to coach you. My job is to actually build up the entire team and to build up some sustainability. That's what we need. And we need more coaches like that. So when we come back, we're going to take more of your calls 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief here on CBS Sports Radio. We are taking your calls on Mr. Bill Belichick letting Tom Brady go. Do you think it was a good idea? 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about some more football. I see all of the callers on the line. Trevor, Gary, Mike, Bobby, we're going to get to you in a second. Before my fans who are missing March Madness, this is very important. We all know here at CBS that you want to see college basketball this time of year. All you got to do, listen, pay attention. Go to CBS and the CBS Sports Network all week long for NCAA Tournament Rewind. You can relive some of the best moments from March Madness, okay? You can close your eyes tonight. You could think about a magical shot. You could think about Christian Laettner and Grant Hill and Ron Hunter falling off. You could think about all of that, okay? But you can also just tune in to the CBS Sports Network and relive March Madness. Just want to let everybody know that since you're missing sports and you're probably in the house, you can also lower your workplace productivity. But right now, we're going to get back to your calls. People are pretty, you know, on the fence. Some people are saying, yeah, you know, give Tom Brady. He should have stayed in New England. Belichick is a jerk. And some people are like, hey, you know, Bill Belichick, he did the right thing in letting him go. So that's what we're taking your calls right here on the CBS Sports Network. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the first JR Sport Brief Show, 855-212-4CBS. Let's keep these calls rolling. I want to make sure I get everybody on. Let's go to Delaware. Okay, we're going to go to Delaware. Let's holler at Trevor. Trevor, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
I'm great. So, Bill Belichick, do you think he did the right thing? It seems like he's kind of had this in the work for years. We've heard about this, that Bill Belichick rather keep Garoppolo. He was ready to get rid of Tom Brady. Tom Brady has a chip on his shoulder. Tom Brady finally has an opportunity to leave, and he does. Do you think Bill Belichick was right? I think he was.
I think he was right, too, honestly. I mean, let's be real. Tom Brady had a good run, six championships, I believe. And not even just them separating, the roster itself looked like it was starting to get a little old, a little bit on the offensive side of the football. So, I mean, I'm glad that he's gone. Now, was Bill Belichick right? Yes, because I do believe it's time to hit the reset. But if you look at the league around him, it's starting to change. It's really honestly just starting to change. They're getting younger, then you got to deal with guys like Jackson from Baltimore. Oh, so it's like, You gotta know when to cut your ties. And now, for all I care, they can go to Mars.
Oh wow!
they can give somebody else a chance.
Wow! You said the New England Patriots can just go to Mars?
Yeah, might as well.
What's your football team?
My team is the Colts. They robbed us, so I kind of hold that against them.
Oh, okay. So you like Phil Rivers now, huh?
Yeah, it was a pretty solid pickup. I'll say that. Phillip Rivers, although he's getting old in the tooth, also, but he's good for a year. Let's see what he got. Let's see what he can bring.
Okay, all right. Well, we got Trevor in from Delaware. Thank you for calling up here on CBS Sports Radio. Listen, that guy Trevor doesn't pull any punches. Just like let's send the Patriots to Mars. But Trevor does have a great point. He has a terrific point. The NFL is changing. We see mobile quarterbacks. Let's be real here. Let's stand Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson or Russell Wilson. Let's stand them next to Tom Brady. Tom Brady is not moving. Tom Brady has great pocket awareness. He can move. He can sidestep in a pocket. He can get his throws off while he runs. But Tom Brady is not going to be darting around. He's not going to be creating. He can extend the play with his feet if necessary. He makes the intelligent move. But Tom Brady is no super athlete out there. You don't have to look any further than his combine tape. Well, most people looked at him and said, this guy's skinny. What is he going to do in the NFL? Nothing but go on and win 6 Super Bowl rings. I'm not mad at Bill Belichick for letting him go. It's time to move on. And we don't know, even with this active pool of quarterbacks, who they're going to bring in. We don't know who they might draft. We don't know who they might say, hey, we just need to keep this seat warm for a year. I don't necessarily even think that's the Patriot way. They're going to go out there and try to win games. This ain't no tank year for the New England Patriots. They're going out there to win. Let's keep rolling with your calls. 855-212-4CBS. Let's check in with Gary. Gary from California, you are on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, JR.
How you doing, Gary?
Congratulations on your new show. I'm liking it.
Thank you so much, Gary. Well, what is your thoughts on Mr. Bill Belichick?
Well, you know what? 20 years and 6 championships. Let him park. Let him park. That's what I'm thinking. And whoever does the best, that's fine. I don't care about them, actually. I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, sir.
You're a Philadelphia Eagles fan. Are you originally? I see you're calling us up from California. Are you originally from Philadelphia?
No, I'm not from Philly. I'm just from California.
Okay. Well, I must say congratulations to you for a few years ago when the Philadelphia Eagles decided to send 1 million defensive linemen at Tom Brady, and they decided to win that Super Bowl. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I waited 40 years for that.
Yeah, so how are you feeling about the Eagles heading into the season?
I want to talk about how do you feel about getting Darius Slay from the Lions?
Well, I think Darius obviously has a chip on his shoulder. And for someone someone who's been one of the top cornerbacks over the past several years, someone who has not felt respected from someone who actually came from the Tom Brady coaching tree and Matt Patricia, I think he's gonna show off, and I think he's gonna have the opportunity to do so. I know the Eagles went and re-signed McLeod. I know they let go of Jenkins. They've moved Jalen. Yeah. They've moved Jalen into playing a Malcolm spot. So you know that Jalen is just gonna be out there trying to make up for those tackles, and I think that's gonna leave Slay with an opportunity to do what he's done best over his career in Detroit, and that's actually go out there and make some plays. So I'm kind of happy.
He's been pretty impressive in Detroit.
He has. And you know what? It's a matter – you can look at a Darius Slay. You can look at a Tom Brady. You know, sometimes these coaches think they know too much. Sometimes a coach realizes too late that they did it the wrong way, that they gave the wrong instruction, that they did not communicate the best way possible. And thank you, Gary, for calling up. You know, Bill Belichick, you know, I got to give him credit in some regards, too. Bill Belichick has admitted when he's made mistakes. It may sound like a grumble. He may sound like a angry, sad Star Wars character. Listening to Bill Belichick is like watching paint dry. But there have been plenty of times where I have watched him answer questions from reporters, and Bill Belichick has been clear in saying, yeah, I could have done better. I could have did that better. And that's your job as a good coach. Anybody who walks around as a know-it-all, guess what? I don't want to be around you because you think you know it all. You're not open to learning and doing better. And I got to give Belichick credit on that. But Matt Patricia, yeah, he messed up with Slay. Let's check in with Mike from New York. Mike, you are on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? Congratulations.
I appreciate it, man. What's on your mind?
I think that Tom Brady just needed to go. He needs to cement his legacy if he's supposedly the greatest quarterback of all time.
Whoa. You said supposedly. Why supposedly? That's pretty harsh there.
Because I don't believe he is the greatest quarterback of all time. If you look at his Super Bowl record, it's 6-3, right? And all his Super Bowls, they've all been close, except for the last one, which was just a defensive massacre of the L.A. Rams. Now the L.A. Rams.
So are you just going to tell – so let's just call the kickers the best. Let's say Adam Vinatieri and Gostkowski, let's just say they were the best kickers of all time because Tom Brady isn't the best quarterback. Is that what you're saying? Are you saying Bill Belichick deserves all the credit? Six Super Bowl titles.
Tom Brady is a system quarterback. And we will see what happens now that they've separated, what's going to happen.
Well, we did see what happened in New England when Matt Castle went out there and decided to go 11-5. And then, you know, Matt Castle ends up in like Kansas City, and then it's just like, okay, no more Matt Castle. Okay? So is it a matter of system, or is it a matter of his actual abilities? You cannot deny. You cannot actually sit here on the phone with me, Mike, and tell me that Tom Brady is not one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. If you, it's fine if you don't think he's the best, but you think he's just a system quarterback?
Yeah, I believe he's a system quarterback. Look at Jimmy G now. He didn't have to do anything on that team this season to get them to the Super Bowl. They ran the ball most of the time. Okay, and when Tom Brady was out and Jimmy G played, he was like, they made his numbers all gaudy because it was the system. It wasn't him.
So
I don't think Tom Brady's going to have a superb season. He might have a decent season in Tampa Bay, but he's not going to have that season. He may not even make the playoffs.
You don't. So what do you expect from Tom Brady? Because I look at the weapons that are around him, and I think all he's missing right now is an underneath threat. He needs a bailout. He has two tight ends right there in the middle of the field with O.J. Howard. What do you expect from him this season? I think he's going to go for another 30 touchdowns and a traditional minimal interceptions.
I'm not too sure about that. Maybe the interceptions will stay down, but I don't think he's going to throw that many touchdowns.
Mike from New York thinks Bill Belichick was right for letting him go, and he also thinks Tom Brady is a system quarterback. I don't know about that, Mike. I'm going to let you sit on that one. Time will tell later on this year how things work out. Appreciate you calling up from New York. I hope everything is swell. Mike from New York called up. Tom Brady is system quarterback. Not the first time I've heard that. People look at what Matt Castle did and tried to push it. It's a little tricky. We're going to continue that conversation. Craig, Joe, we're going to talk about that. Is it players? Is it management? It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.